This is LBC News.
And I'm James Goodison. A very good evening to you. 22 minutes past eight. Now, it's day three of President Trump's impeachment trial. It's getting underway in Washington. Democrats say they plan to lay out in detail the ways in which President Trump broke the law as he abused the powers of his office and engaged in obstruction of Congress. White House lawyers are expected to begin their defense of the president's conduct over the weekend. And Republicans, eager to acquit the president and move on, are continuing to push back against calls for witness testimony to be heard during the trial. Sticking with this story, our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks, joins me now with the latest. Hello, Simon.
Hello, James. Well, let me get you caught up. They started day two of the Democrats presenting their opening arguments in this trial. Of course, this is day three of the process because the first day was caught up with all sorts of procedural disputes and debates a couple of hours ago. They've now gone into a break for a short period of time and then they'll keep going. And as you said, what the Democrats are trying to do is, having yesterday laid out the broad contours of the case against President Trump, remember, he's facing charges of abuse of Congress, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Now they are trying in a very granular way to explain why what the president did was against the law and therefore impeachable, why it rises to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors, that very imprecisely defined phrase in the U.S. Constitution that justifies the impeachment process. Congressman Gerald Nadler has been leading the charge over the last couple of hours. He's the chairman of the House of Representatives Judiciary Committee. He's one of the trial managers running the prosecution against President Donald Trump. And he said that America's founding fathers absolutely had a series of circumstances like these in mind when they came up with the whole idea of impeachment.
As careful students of history, the framers knew that threats to democracy can take many forms. They feared would-be monarchs, but also warned against fake populists, charismatic demagogues, and corrupt kleptocrats. They did not want presidents removed for ordinary political or policy disagreements. But they intended impeachment to reach the full spectrum of presidential misconduct that might threaten the Constitution. And they intended our Constitution to endure for the ages.
And while most Republicans, including the president's lawyers, are arguing even if President Trump did all the things that Democrats allege, none of them is impeachable, Congressman Nadler said that simply wasn't the case. He insisted that the founding fathers would have argued that abuse of power, as it has been carried out, they say, by President Trump, would rise to the level of being an impeachable offense.
Officials who abused, abandoned, or sought to benefit personally from their public trust, and who threatened the rule of law if left in power, faced impeachment and removal. Abuse, betrayal, corruption. A president who egregiously refuses to follow these restrictions by engaging in wrongful conduct may be subject to impeachment for abuse of power.
The Democrats firmly believe that they have done very well over the course of the last 36 hours in advancing the case against President Trump. Their leader in the Senate, Senator Charles Schumer, took a somewhat preliminary and very early victory lap a short while ago in Washington.
It has been only one day, but House managers are setting the bar very high for the President's counsel to meet. At this point, I'm not sure how the president's counsel, as unprepared, confused, and tending towards conspiracy theories as they have been, can clear it.
To which the president's counsel, of course, says, don't worry about us. We are ready to unleash our arguments on behalf of the president just as soon as the Democrats have finished presenting the case against Donald Trump. Jay Sekulow is one of the president's lawyers preparing to represent him publicly at this impeachment trial. He was asked by reporters about yesterday's tweet storm by President Trump from aboard Air Force One as he was returning back to the United States from the World World Economic Forum in Davos. President Trump actually breaking his own course record on Twitter as he watched the Senate trial aboard Air Force One and tweeted about it. And Jay Sekulow was also asked more generally about the president's current temperament.
Well, I'm sure he's fine. I've been in a hearing all day, as you all have been. So, I mean, I'm not going to have conversations about the president's mood. I think this whole fact that we're here is ridiculous.
There is no question, though, that he's going to have an enormous job on his hands once the Democrats have finished presenting the voluminous amounts of evidence that they've collected against President Trump, especially given the fact that the White House has not yet advanced any kind of fact-based defense of the president's conduct. It's one thing to dismiss it as a hoax and a witch hunt. It's quite another thing to come up with a legal argument explaining why you believe the president was justified in doing everything that he did. That issue of whether we will ever hear from witnesses is still a very live one. Democrats insist there are no behind-the-scenes negotiations underway. They say they still want to hear from prominent witnesses, including the former National Security Advisor John Bolton, to which the Republicans say, well, if there are going to be witnesses, they should include former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden, who, of course, was on the board of the Ukrainian energy company that is at the heart of some of President Trump's claims that the Bidens were engaged in corruption in Ukraine, claims that have been entirely unsubstantiated. That argument is for next week. Now the Democrats are back on their feet. They've just returned from the break, and the trial continues up on Capitol Hill. They will be laying out their arguments for the rest of the day and for most of tomorrow. And after that, James, it will be over to the White House legal representatives at this trial to push back, represent the president, and try and undo some of the damage that the Democrats hope they have inflicted on his case.
Simon, before you go, I just wanted to ask you, obviously 11 million people watched the first day of this trial. What's the reaction been in the US over the last 2 days? What have people been saying, and what kind of coverage has it got from the media there?
Well, I mean, it's wall to wall here. It's the only thing on America's news channels. There's no other story breaking through at all. They're all covering this live, and some of the broadcast networks are as well. 11 million people watched it on television on day one. Clearly, that doesn't include the millions of other people who were dipping in and out of it online as well. We've now seen a second opinion poll that suggests that 51% of the American public believe that Donald Trump should be removed from office. That's obviously well within the margin of error, but it will, I think, be somewhat discomforting to the White House. More interestingly, 72% of Americans questioned said they believe that this trial does need to hear from witnesses. Now, of course, you can be a Democrat who says, heck yes, we need to hear from witnesses. We need to drag John Bolton up here to answer all the questions that he has so far not answered in this impeachment investigation and trial. But you can also be a Republican like Donald Trump, who would say, absolutely, if we're going to hear from witnesses, let's make sure they include Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. So no surprise that a majority of Americans favor hearing from witnesses. But it is interesting that they've got the appetite to hear from witnesses. They're not, in other words, saying to pollsters, this is deadly dull. The outcome of all of this is preordained. It will end up with President Trump's acquittal. Let's just get it over and done with. There is some reason to believe in those polling numbers that Americans are tuning into this, because it is unquestionably a moment in history, even if we all have a pretty strong sense of the ultimate outcome, which is that President Trump is likely to remain in office and go on to battle for re-election this November.
LBC's Washington correspondent Simon Marks there with the latest. I am grateful. Of course, Simon will be bringing us all the latest analysis on this trial as it unravels throughout the rest of January and into February.